Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of John Tester, the senator from Montana. John Tester's biography. John Tester, born on August 21, 1956, in Havre, Montana, is a longtime Democratic U.S. senator known for his advocacy on behalf of rural Americans and his moderate approach to legislation. Representing Montana in the U.S. Senate since 2007, Tester has maintained a unique reputation as a blue-collar Democrat who connects with voters through his rural roots and commitment to local issues. Raised on his family's farm in Big Sandy, Montana, Tester grew up immersed in the agricultural lifestyle, learning the value of hard work, self-sufficiency, and community, all qualities that would later influence his political career. After losing three fingers in a childhood accident with a meat grinder, Tester learned to approach challenges with a sense of resilience, a trait that many Montana voters admire. Following high school, he attended the College of Great Falls and earned a degree in music, later returning to help manage his family's farm alongside his wife, Sharla. The Testers cultivated organic crops on their farm, making them one of Montana's early adopters of sustainable agricultural practices. This experience with farming gave Tester firsthand knowledge of the challenges and rewards of working in agriculture, and he often draws on these experiences in discussions on federal policies affecting rural communities. Tester's political career began in 1998 when he was elected to the Montana State Senate, where he served until 2006, eventually becoming the Senate President. In his state legislature role, he focused on issues affecting rural Montanans, such as healthcare access, educational opportunities, and agricultural policy. His reputation as a moderate Democrat who prioritized Montana's unique needs earned him widespread support and eventually set the stage for his run for the U.S. Senate in 2006. In a closely watched race, Tester narrowly defeated incumbent Republican Senator Conrad Burns, capitalizing on a platform that emphasized government accountability, veterans' issues, and support for public lands. Since then, he has won re-election multiple times, successfully defending his seat against strong Republican challengers in a predominantly conservative state. His victories have solidified his reputation as a Democrat who can connect with conservative-leaning voters in Montana, demonstrating a political approach that blends Democratic principles with local Montana values. Throughout his Senate career, Tester has been an advocate for veterans, agriculture, public lands, and government transparency. He has been a vocal proponent of veterans' issues, particularly as a member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, where he has worked on legislation aimed at improving veterans' healthcare, mental health services, and access to benefits. Tester has consistently emphasized his commitment to the well-being of Montana's veterans, often saying that the government must keep its promises to those who served the nation. In addition to his work on veterans' issues, Tester has championed agricultural policy that supports family farmers and promotes sustainable practices. As a farmer himself, he understands the difficulties that small, rural farmers face, from fluctuating market prices to environmental challenges, and he has worked to secure federal resources and protections for agricultural communities. Through his role on the Senate Appropriations Committee, Tester has worked to ensure funding for rural infrastructure, broadband expansion, and public education, aiming to bring resources to underserved areas across Montana. Tester's advocacy for public lands has also made him a respected figure in Montana, where the outdoors and land conservation are integral to the state's culture and economy. He has supported initiatives to protect Montana's natural resources and expand public land access, arguing that these lands are essential to the state's identity, recreational activities, and tourism-based economy. His dedication to conservation resonates with Montana voters who see the protection of public lands as a critical issue, especially as debates continue over land management and environmental protection. John Tester resides in Big Sandy with his wife, Sharla, where they continue to run their family farm. Known for his approachable personality and no-nonsense attitude, Tester often returns to Montana to engage with his constituents directly, attending community events, holding town halls, and listening to the concerns of local residents. His hands-on approach and willingness to address tough issues head-on have earned him a reputation as a senator who genuinely cares about the well-being of his state and its people. Why people support John Tester? Senator John Tester has a loyal base of supporters who appreciate his commitment to Montana's unique needs, his moderate stance on issues, and his dedication to values that resonate with rural communities. One of the primary reasons Montanans support Tester is his strong connection to rural America. As a third-generation farmer, Tester understands the realities of agricultural life, from early mornings on the farm to the pressures facing small farmers in a competitive global market. His commitment to supporting local farmers and advocating for agricultural policies that prioritize small, family-run operations has made him a respected figure among Montana's agricultural community. Supporters feel that he is one of them, someone who not only understands their way of life but also fights for it in Washington. Tester's advocacy for veterans has also earned him a strong following. As a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee, he has worked on numerous bipartisan bills aimed at improving access to healthcare, mental health services, and benefits for veterans. In a state with a large veteran population, Tester's commitment to keeping promises to veterans resonates deeply. Many veterans see him as a reliable advocate who understands the sacrifices they made and works to ensure they receive the support they need and deserve. Tester's stance on public lands and conservation is another major reason for his support. Montana's vast public lands are an essential part of the state's culture, economy, and outdoor recreational industry, and Tester has been a consistent advocate for their protection. He has supported policies that expand access to public lands, protect wildlife habitats, and prevent privatization, which resonates with Montanans who value their state's natural resources. Many view Tester as a guardian of Montana's outdoor heritage, preserving the lands that future generations of Montanans will rely on for recreation and tourism. Additionally, Tester's reputation as a moderate Democrat who listens to all sides has won him the respect of many independents and moderate Republicans. In a state that leans conservative, his willingness to take centrist stances on divisive issues allows him to reach across the aisle and build relationships that other Democrats might not. For many Montanans, Tester's approachability, straightforward style, and willingness to compromise make him a refreshing presence in the often polarized atmosphere of Washington politics. Lastly, Tester's emphasis on government accountability and transparency has attracted the support of voters who want honest representation. He has consistently pushed for reforms aimed at increasing transparency in government, including lobbying restrictions and campaign finance reform. In an era when many voters are disillusioned with Washington, Tester's efforts to hold government accountable resonate with those who value integrity and straightforward leadership. Why people don't support John Tester? While John Tester enjoys significant support, he also faces criticism from various groups who disagree with his policies or feel that he does not adequately represent their interests. One of the most prominent criticisms of Tester is his alignment with the National Democratic Party on certain issues, particularly those related to social policies and gun control. In a state where many voters value individual liberties, Tester's stance on some Democratic policies, such as restrictions on gun ownership, has alienated conservative voters who see these positions as contrary to Montana's values. Critics argue that his support for these issues reflects a broader Democratic agenda rather than Montana-specific interests. Another area of criticism is Tester's stance on energy and environmental policies, particularly his support for regulations that impact Montana's oil, gas, and coal industries. In Montana, where energy production plays a crucial role in the economy, some constituents believe that Tester's support for environmental regulations jeopardizes jobs and hinders economic growth. Critics argue that he has been overly influenced by National Democratic environmental policies, which they view as disconnected from the realities facing Montana's energy industry and workers. Tester has also faced criticism for his stance on health care reform, particularly his support for the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. While he has advocated for improvements to healthcare access, particularly for rural and underserved communities, some Montanans feel that the ACA's mandates and policies have led to increased healthcare costs and limited choices for consumers. Opponents argue that his support for this legislation does not fully address the unique healthcare challenges of rural Montana, and they believe that he should prioritize market-based solutions over federal intervention. Additionally, Tester's position on border security and immigration reform has been a point of contention for conservative Montanans. While Tester has supported measures to improve border security, some voters feel that his approach does not go far enough in addressing illegal immigration or securing the nation's borders. In a predominantly conservative state, his stance on immigration is often perceived as too lenient by those who believe stricter measures are necessary to protect American jobs and resources. Finally, Tester faced strong opposition during his 2024 re-election campaign, ultimately losing his Senate seat in what became one of the most closely watched races in the country. His defeat highlighted the growing influence of conservative voters in Montana, where the state's political landscape has shifted further to the right in recent years. Despite his efforts to maintain a moderate stance, Tester's association with the National Democratic Party and his alignment with some of its policies ultimately contributed to his loss. Though he leaves a legacy as a dedicated advocate for Montana, Tester's defeat in 2024 marks a significant shift in the state's representation in Washington. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com, where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.